Dubai, what's up?
Kim Superstars.
Camila Cabello, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you so much, guys.
It's Will Smith.
Rock Kevin Hart, any chance of coming to Dubai?
We will definitely go to Dubai.
Yeah, absolutely.
That would be a cool trip.
3, 2, 1.
The Chris Bennett Show
starts now.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live. Good morning. 6:01. It's September 22nd. How you doing? It's got to be close to payday, right? We get towards the end of the month
so
again.
So what is it? The 22nd.
We need like, 3 days possibly?
Yeah.
Oh, so we won't get it this week.
It's going to be next week.
Yeah, it will be. Oh, Rossi's like, he doesn't know what to do right now.
Oh, my gosh. I got my car. I got a loan, actually, to pay off something.
Oh, jeez. What are you taking loans out for?
To pay off some stuff.
What are you paying off?
What are you paying off?
Something in the UK. And
it sounds so weird.
It comes out a couple of days before payday, which is a nightmare. So money that you have in the account,
you've got to make sure there's money in there.
Yes, there is always money in there.
Yeah, mate.
Yeah.
Good on you. Good on you. Is it warm in these studios today? I feel like it's hot.
I think it is, Chris.
Really?
Can we cool it down
really?
A little bit?
Really?
Yeah. Phone guy Eddie Nala. Good morning, guys. How you doing?
It's weird that they're both late.
Well, they're both not here today. Nala, ready?
Is Nala making her coffee?
Oh, maybe. Because I asked her if I could get coffee this morning.
Yeah, so she's probably making you a coffee.
Come on, guys.
Professional.
Rossi's changing the air condition illegally right now.
No, we'd never do that.
Rossi's going professional as he's illegally changing the air.
Is it normal, though, that officers lock up their air conditioning?
I don't think
so. No, maybe it is, because then you don't want people playing around with it. So our air conditioning unit is locked up. And if you want to change the AC, you got to call one of the guys from the engineering department. They come, they unlock it.
They must love that phone call.
They come with a full team of security. There's armored guards around them. I think some of them are holding weapons, to tell you the truth. And they unlock the air conditioning, and they press that button, and it cools down the studio. So
just a power trip.
Is that? No, I don't know if it is. I don't know if it is. Maybe that's what you got to do, because you don't want the air conditioning going up and down all the time.
Maybe.
But it's warm in the studio. It's going to get hotter. You know why it's going to get hotter? We've got the, a.k.a. the voice of Dubai, they're calling him.
Ooh.
Yourself? Are you on the radio?
Hi, guys. I'm the voice of Dubai. No, he is the guy that does a lot of the voiceover work for Emirates,
like
RTA, Etisalat. Like, when you're on hold, you hear that. You know what I mean?
You'll instantly recognize his voice.
He's going to be joining us in studio. Plus, we have Mesa Cara joining us on the show. She is one of the artists who just performed and sung the Expo 2020 song.
This is our time, yeah.
This is going to be amazing. So I've got a big one, 10,000 dirhams cash coming up for you as well. But who's our first caller of the day? We'd love to hear from you. Come on, pick up that phone. I know you're doing the work run, the gym run, or whatever it is. 04871... 5544. That's our number in the studio. 04871 5544. Give me a call right now. We'll get you on, all right? Be our first caller of the morning. Nala's just rocked up. No coffee in hand.
Ooh.
Nala, can you hear me?
You didn't say you wanted coffee.
I said on WhatsApp. I did.
Okay, I don't have internet.
Where's Eddie?
I'll do it right away.
Where's Eddie?
I have no idea.
Oh, she threw him under the bus. You guys are supposed to, like, you're supposed to stick up for him.
Eddie will always be here. 2 seconds, he'll be here.
Eddie, WhatsApp us, man, if you're okay. We just like to know with Eddie.
Eddie was chatting with us in the morning.
He was. He's fine. I get worried with Eddie sometimes.
Why?
Just like, you know, if he's late.
He's, like, stressed.
You know what I mean? You get worried. He's a big drive every day. He got the Sharjah Dubai run every day. He's always worry
Eddie,
about
Eddie, message.
All right, we're going to take your...
The Chris Faye Show's first call of the day.
Oh, hello, George. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Chris?
Mate, can't complain. Wednesday morning, I feel like we were all doing all right today. What are you up to?
Amazing. I'm just driving to Abu Dhabi. I just passed the Abu Dhabi Dubai checkpoint.
There we go. You drove straight through it, no stopping, right?
Absolutely. Isn't this great?
Isn't it so good?
What a difference, huh?
Yeah. I'm doing my first drive to Abu Dhabi this weekend, so it's going to be interesting. Yeah, not having to stop and show the app or the card or the report, which is cool. What takes you to Abu Dhabi?
I work in Abu Dhabi, so I live in Dubai, and I commute every day to Abu Dhabi.
Man, every day. So this is a big thing for you, not having to stop, right?
Oh, yeah. I've done over 100 PCRs so far.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
And are you getting a little bit of extra sleep? Like, are you getting, like, an extra 10 minutes?
Well, I wake up at 6 every day.
Okay.
Usually. But today I had to leave a bit earlier. But usually I do my PCRs in Abu Dhabi because they are cheaper.
Smart man.
I like it. Abu Dhabi's got the cheaper PCR test, guys. If you need one, head out there right now. And what? Who's in the car with you? Are you driving alone?
No, my fiance.
Oh, that's cute.
Fiance, when's the wedding?
Next month, in 2 weeks.
Where are you doing it here?
Yes.
And where are you both? Are you both? Where are you from?
I am from. I'd rather keep that to myself. But she's from Estonia.
Okay. Why are you keeping where you're from? That's interesting.
I'll tell you next time I'm the first caller of the day.
Okay. Oh, gosh, this is a great... We need George on again to find out where he's from.
Let's get him on tomorrow.
Dun, dun, dun. Good on you, man.
I've sent a request to Big Ross yesterday.
Yeah, he wouldn't look at it, yeah.
No, he actually responded. Oh. Big credits to him. So I've requested to do a survey to compare fans of Seinfeld, which is airing next month, and fans of Friends.
What are you doing?
You want to compare fans of Seinfeld and fans of Friends. Why?
Yeah, pretty would know that since you're from New York. I'm sure you're a big fan of Seinfeld.
I've never seen it.
I am the biggest fan of Seinfeld. Yeah, I have Seinfeld memorabilia. I bought the Seinfeld first ever scripts signed by the cast. I saw Jerry Seinfeld live in New York twice. Yeah. I am a Seinfeld fan.
That is
pretty.
Correct.
Is
I've
a,
never seen it.
A Friends fan,
Friends
I'd say.
Fan, yep.
Yeah.
It would be interesting to compare fans of both shows.
Why?
I don't know. Out of curiosity, there's this always online
debate
between Seinfeld and Friends fans.
Like, which is the New York City show? Which one is that iconic New York City show?
And that signboard guy also says Seinfeld is much better than Friends.
What about Thingo in the City? If you want to talk about TV shows based in New York,
Thingo in the City.
Yeah. Thingo in the City with
Gossip Girl.
Yeah, nah, Gossip Girl. I mean, Gossip Girl are big, but I wouldn't compare them to Seinfeld and that. That's a good little survey to do. I'll definitely get Rossi involved.
Rossi will do it.
I don't think he's seen any of them. Get him involved, George. You're a legend, man. Have a great morning and God bless. And I can't wait to get you back on again to find out your nationality. Real quickly, Annie, patiently waiting there as well. Hi, Annie.
Hi, how are you?
You're heading back home from the gym. You've been?
Yes, I've been, and I'm done and dusted for the day.
What?
Just rubbing it in for all of us to say it's 6:09 and she's already done the gym. Is it an F45 class? Is it your own thing? What is it?
It is an F45 class. Well done.
Yeah, because you guys are the only crazy ones up doing classes at like 5:15. There's not many people out there. Good class. You enjoyed it?
Yep, it was great. It was an upper body strength class, which is my favorite.
So good. How many? Do you count the calories that you burn, or you don't care?
I do. I do count the calories because it sets me up for the day.
Can I set you up? Can I guess? Upper body. I'm going to say you burn.
F45 is like hard though, Chris. Come on.
I'm either thinking 6:11 or 4:54.
What's the number?
Ooh, close. I'm somewhere in between. I'm 5:35.
Nice.
535 calories burnt already.
Crazy.
Nice.
Well done. That is just like a Mars bar.
Yeah.
How do you guys know that?
Because that's like the go-to sort of comparison, isn't it? You know, when you're on the running machine and you're like, oh, I've only burned a Mars bar.
Yeah, I know. I mean, a Mars bar, it'd be a fairly large Mars bar, though.
Maybe it's a king-size Mars bar.
Yeah, Mars bar. Let's have a Mars bar.
Or like 10 snack-sized Mars bars. Who eats snack-sized Mars bars?
They're the best. Hey, Annie, we're going to let you go, mate. Well done. Congratulations
Thanks,
on going
guys.
To the gym. Well done.
If it's worth talking about,
Hollywood status,
she's talking about it.
Pretty Malik's Gossip.
All right, what have you got for us?
I'm going to start with the sad news so we can end on a high.
Okay.
Sad news. Actor Willie Garson has passed away at the age of 57 following a short illness. His son Nathan confirmed the news on Instagram. We don't know what the illness was. And you're thinking, Willie Garson, have I heard that name? Do I know who this is? You know who he is. He played Stanford Blatch on Thingo in the City. Carrie Bradshaw's friend.
I know
friend,
who it is. He played
Sarah
like
Jessica Parker.
Again, if you haven't watched Thingo in the City, X in the City, it's not going to make sense to you. But
no, but he's been in so many other roles. He's been in White Collar, so many other TV shows, so many other movies.
He was such a good sitcom
guy.
Guy, yeah. He was just like, he had it, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, he just was an iconic character. HBO also confirmed his passing, honored his contributions to the show, saying that he created one of the most beloved characters from the HBO pantheon and was a member of their family for nearly 25 years. Now, here's the thing. You know, Thing on the City is being rebooted to end just like that. He filmed scenes.
So he's going to be in it?
He filmed scenes already. I don't know how much he's done, but we're going to have to kind of wait and watch and see how they kind of do that story arc in the reboot. But our thoughts and prayers to that family. Yeah, for sure. Let's talk about Britney Spears. Netflix is gearing up to release its own documentary about the whole conservatorship drama. A full trailer is expected to drop later today, but they have given us a teaser of what's to come. Here is a voicemail from Britney to a lawyer on January 21st, 2009.
Hey, it's Britney Spears.
It's not.
Hi, my name is Britney Spears. I called you earlier, but I'm calling again because I just wanted to make sure that we're in the process of ending the conservatorship.
I couldn't understand a word. She said, she's talking way too close to the phone, Britney.
She's like, hi, this is Britney Spears. She wants to end the conservatorship. And
who
that
was she calling?
A lawyer. This is back in 2009.
Imagine like you having a call up saying, hey, this is Britney Spears. Like, you know, one of the most infamous names ever.
And at that time, too. So that full trailer going to drop later today. I'll give you the full details on that tomorrow. Okay. And finally, there's drama between Gerard Butler and Ryan Reynolds. Who would have thought? So Gerard was asked about Ryan's latest movie, Free Guy, in an interview that he was doing. And this was Gerard Butler's response. Quote, I actually don't know what Free Guy is. I don't watch Ryan Reynolds movies. The quote made headlines everywhere. It was like, oh my goodness, Gerard is throwing shade at Ryan Reynolds. You know how Ryan Reynolds is, right? He takes something and turns it into something completely different.
Yeah.
So he took a screenshot of that headline and a screenshot of a tweet that he put out, put it up on his Instagram and said, can you believe Gerard Butler doesn't know what Free Guy is? On another note, can you believe the challenges to democracy have never been greater, and went on a whole spiel about donating to a charity and how he and Blake are going to match up to $1 million if you donate to this charity, and just turn the whole thing around and made it into something good. I mean, Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, I love Ryan Reynolds as well. I got to say, Gerard Butler, I wouldn't be going up against Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, exactly. Like
he is like one of the most loved guys in Hollywood.
And this is why he didn't like go back at Gerard. He didn't make fun of him. He didn't throw any shade.
He just said,
hey, donate to this charity.
Do you remember when we had him on the phone?
Yeah.
Gerard Butler.
And we were doing an interview with him, but he couldn't hear us properly. And he was like, Chris, are you there?
He was
were you
going
to talk to me then or not?
He was nice, though.
He was good. I like Gerard Butler. I thought the interview was good when we spoke to him, right?
Yeah.
But, I don't know. You just don't go up against Ryan Reynolds.
You
That's
don't.
All I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Thank you, Pretty Molly. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
6:32, September 22nd.
Happy birthday, honey. The things that you like.
What?
It's your it's his daughter's birthday.
Why would you just throw it at the end of that just then?
I wanted to do it over the music like a professional radio DJ.
Okay, so hold on. It's your daughter's birthday?
Yes.
Okay, happy birthday, Annie. Okay.
Yeah, okay. You okay, Pretty?
Yeah.
What's happened then?
What, you don't like my daughter?
Headphones. Oh, you dropped the headphones. How old's Annie turning today?
5.
Is she okay?
Annie, are you okay?
Are you okay?
Why didn't you say that to Annie, the caller we just had on a minute ago?
Because it's like old.
Yeah. Why did you push it to Rosie?
Because it's his daughter. It's cute. She's so cute.
She is. What are the plans?
Hold on. Have you seen his? Are your daughters like that around everyone, or is it just me?
Just you.
They can't look at me. Like, they
not
get really
eye.
Shy.
Yeah.
It's because you turn into one of the Wiggles. That's why.
But I broke him down the other day.
Yeah, yeah.
We were playing games and doing tricks for a couple of minutes.
I've got photographic evidence of that.
Do you?
Yes.
Did you get hugs in the end?
Got a hug at the end, yeah.
Same.
They're so cute.
They are really
Your
cute.
Daughters are so cute.
They are.
Like 98% came from Liz. There's 2% of Rossi in them. The rest is your wife.
Yeah.
They're just so cute.
I agree.
They're so cute and gentle and nice.
Yeah,
and
they are.
Just
they were
friendly and beautiful and loving.
Yes.
So Liz.
They ordered I'm sorry, I can't.
You can't. Happy birthday, Danny. What are we going to do? And do anything?
So we were just trying to discover things to do with her. And we were like, do you want to go ice skating? Because we know she likes ice skating. And then she said, no, I just want to relax, really.
Oh, what a
that's great.
And, and then we said, well, why don't we go out for a meal? So we're going to Pizza Express.
Oh, that's cute. They're going to love that.
She likes that.
We got to do, I think, vocal warm-up exercises for you.
Yeah, there's some problem with my insides.
It's not. It's just that you've been out last night on the microphone for a while.
It's definitely not. Because
I'm telling you.
It's not.
I've done it.
It's not.
I lived your life.
I wake up every day with a completely blocked nose.
Mm.
And I've had, like, nosebleeds recently and stuff like that. And I get a lot of phlegm.
You may want to go to a doctor.
I did go to a doctor, and they said I've got blocked sinuses.
Mm.
When was that?
That was about 6 months ago.
Yeah, so you may want to go
now. I just think that you just got to do vocal exercises, because in about an hour, your voice is going to be fine.
No, it's not, because I've got a deviated septum as well. I'm basically dying.
Stop saying that. Happy birthday, Annie.
It's Big Rossi's
Big Pub Quiz.
Hi. Every week he hosts a real pub quiz, and then he recycles the questions on this very show. We get the sloppy seconds, ladies and gentlemen.
Purely because we're too lazy to do content, so we just reuse stuff.
So we've got a sheet of paper here.
Yes.
And I'm going to try to identify this, right?
Yeah, put your team name on there. I'm going to read out the questions. You write down the answers. You can play at home as well. We'll read out the answers very, very soon. So, just write down your answers and we'll get the scores in a sec. Question number one. How many characters were originally allowed in a tweet when Twitter first launched back in 2006? Chris versus Pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget to put a humorous team name there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's number one. Number two. Which studio album by Michael Jackson was released in 1980?
I wasn't even born.
Neither was I.
Iconic.
You were born.
Iconic album, this.
I don't know.
I just said the only one I know.
Iconic.
I don't even know any of his album names.
You do.
I don't.
You do. Question number three. Here's a good one for you, Pretty. In the American version of Monopoly, this street is referred to as the Boardwalk. But in the UK, what is it referred to in the English version?
How would I know that?
Yeah, we don't know English.
I don't live in England.
You probably were there at one time, Chris, I imagine.
Okay. Two more questions.
Question number four, always the Beatles question thrown in there. The second single from Guns N' Roses' Use Your Illusion album was a cover of which Paul McCartney and Wings song?
Is this a quiz for people who are 20 years older than me?
Yeah.
Cool. Go ahead.
Okay, Pretty.
I got it.
Go.
And question number five. You might have played this in college, Pretty. In this game, you try to outmaneuver your opponent by placing hands and feet on coloured circles on the floor, and it's directed by the spinner. What's the name of that game? Chris is done.
Points are coming in here, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, it was a very sort of maybe British directed game right there. A little bit older.
Old.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Pretty, I'm very disappointed in you.
I don't know the answers to these questions.
Big Rossi's pub quiz back at a local pub near you at some stage, but we have a drum. No, that's not the drum roll I want. Give me the big drum roll here. The winner is.
The winner on a score of 2 out of 5.
Yeah.
It's Chris.
Hailing from. New York City, it's Pretty Mama!
No, it's not! How did I win the old people quiz?
How did Pretty win?
Right, I'll read you through the answers here. The characters in Twitter, 140.
I said 128.
Chris put 128. Pretty, you put 70.
Because you tricked me.
Mm-hmm.
What is wrong with that? Thriller was right, Pretty Mama.
I wrote Thriller. I wrote off the wall.
Mayfair was the street in Monopoly. Mayfair,
no,
none of you got
I
that.
I said York Street.
You put Kent Street, actually.
Yeah, I put Kent. Oxford Circus.
Number good. Four, the song that Guns N' Roses did was Live and Let Die.
I said Knocking on Heaven's Door.
No
and
idea.
And you both got the final answer, Twister. So, well done. Pretty's the winner.
Yay!
You're a loser.
I'm the loser.
The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
10,000 dirhams cash.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Got a pocket full of cash we can blow.
10K Pop Quiz. Powered by RackBank Emirates Skywards World Elite MasterCard Credit Card. Enjoy up to 160,000 bonus Skywards miles on joining or simply transferring your outstanding from another credit card. T's and C's apply.
Who are we going to go with? Who do we have right now It looks like Rima has got through.
Oh, my God.
Rima, you're through. You're live on the Chris Fade Show. You're live, ready to win money on the pop quiz right here on Virgin. Are you ready to do it?
I am ready.
Well, this is great. What are you doing right now, Rima?
Oh, I'm on the school run.
She's on the school run. We like it. How many kids you got? You got one, two, nine? What do we got?
I got two. One of them is in the car. The other one's at home.
Good. Okay. Left one of them. You feeling all right at home?
Feeling all right. Ryan did a PCR test, negative, so happy. Yep.
Yeah, good on you. It's going around. I just want to let everyone know, just the common cold or flu.
It's flu season.
Or hay season, whatever it is, hay fever, it's going around.
I think sometimes when the weather changes, yeah?
Yeah.
That type of thing
but
happens.
But yeah, don't get freaked out. I went through that about 2 weeks ago. I got freaked out, little sniffles here and there. Did the PCR test. Within 2-3 days, they were both all right and fine. So, yeah, well done. All right, Rima, let's get you cash right now. We've got 10 questions. If you don't know the answer, pass. If we have enough time, we will come back to it, okay?
Okay, my heart's beating. You know, everyone says that, and I'm like, really? And now it's happening to me. Awesome. Okay.
Yeah, it's good.
You got this, girl.
But remember, it is good that your heart is beating, all right? If it wasn't beating, then I would have an issue. Just take your time. Again, if you just don't know the answer, just say pass, and I'll come back to it, okay?
Okay.
Come on.
Okay.
10,000 dirhams with Rack Bank. We haven't given this away for a while. I want to give this away.
Come on.
Let's go. Here we go. We're all behind you, Rima. You're 60 seconds on the clock. Your time starts right now. How many Expendable movies have been released?
Half.
Finish the Dua Lipa song, Break My
Heart.
Who did Zayn Malik team up with for the song Dusk Till Dawn?
Half.
The movie Theory of Everything is based on which scientist?
Albert Einstein.
What country does the car brand BMW come from?
Germany.
Who is older, Jared Leto or Jennifer Lopez?
Jennifer Lopez.
What Brit appears in the movie Transporter and Spy? Jason?
Oh, Jason Stratham.
What radio station has the frequency 104.4?
Virgin Radio.
How many kids does Beyonce have?
Two.
What country was Cardi B born in?
America.
How many kids does Beyonce have?
One.
How many kids does Beyonce have?
Three.
The movie Theory of Everything is based on which scientist?
I saw him. Hawkins.
Yeah. Full name? I'll give it to you.
Really?
I'll give you Hawkins.
What are you doing for seven? What are you doing for seven?
I saw him.
I know. Okay. I've given a seven as well. I think that's fine.
Well.
Listen, it's not 10, but it's 800 dirhams. Well done.
Woo!
Yeah, just tell the kids. You won. You sure did, Mum. You won already. Well
Yay,
done.
Mommy.
Good on you, Mum. You're doing
Yay,
it. Mum. Look at her. She's so cute
You're
in the
so
car.
Cute.
I like, how old's your kid in the car right now? How old?
Mike's five.
Oh, little Mikey, five years old. Good on him. So there's three Expendable movies. They've been released. And Zayn Malik teamed up with Sia for the song Dusk Till Dawn. That's the only two that we didn't... That we didn't give you there, okay? This is that Dusk Till Dawn. This is this is that song. I didn't know it, but now I do.
You know this song.
No, I know
song,
it. I know
song,
it. I know
song.
It. I know. Rima, you take care. Congratulations on the 800 dirhams, and thank you for listening, okay?
Thank you. All right.
Love it.
Everyone, bye, pretty. Bye, Big Rossi.
Bye, Rima.
Great day.
I do it for the culture. So nice.
You guys are all so nice to listen to this show. 7:14, Virgin. 10K tomorrow, maybe?
I hope so.
What do you think? Here on the Chris Fade Show, I'll say hello to my Nushi and Kiki as well. They're listening on the way to school as well, my little girls.
Hi, Nushi. Hi, Kiki.
Hi, girls. I love the way that Chris says, I'm going to say hello to you right now. And they're not bothered anymore, are they?
No, they're like it. Hold on, Nushi, are you there still? Kiki?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, baby. I was just talking to him on the radio. I said, I've got to go. The song's ending. I'll say hello to you on the radio. You on the way to school?
Yeah.
All right, bub. All good?
Yeah.
That's Kiki.
You get the air answers. Anything else you want to say? She's very talkative. She's very, very talkative, aren't you, bub?
Yeah,
there it is. There she is. There she is, really. Let's just like now because we're on the radio.
Kiki, what was for breakfast?
What was for breakfast, bub?
Uh, I had the Frosted Mini Wheat.
Frosted Mini Wheat.
Oh, how good is that?
We found a supply of Frosted Mini Wheat.
Where?
Good choice. Oh,
come on.
I don't want to.
You got to share. How could you not share that information with me?
So, just if you don't know what Frosted Mini Wheats are, I became addicted to these through Brianna. We went to America for the first time. She introduced me to Frosted Mini Wheats.
Yeah.
And it's just it's a breakfast cereal. It's like so wheat good. Covered. It's got sugar definitely in it.
So, like one half of the side is frosted with the sugary white stuff.
How good does it taste, Kiki?
Really good.
Do you
really
let good, it get yeah. soggy no. in the milk or do no. you eat it? Not you. I'm asking oh. Kiki. I don't care about you. I don't know Kiki. Kiki, do you let it get soggy or do you keep the crunch a little bit?
Oh, she can't hear because I've got the phone here.
Ask Kiki.
Kiki, do you have it soggy or do you like it crunchy? She's soggy.
Soggy.
Yes, that's my girl.
No, because when I put my bowl of cereal,
you add no milk.
Yeah, I don't like a lot of milk. I like to just like have a little bit of milk, like a little bit and
no.
just... And these girls, my daughters, they're like, it's like Wild Woody yeah. in the milk. It's like saturated. Why do you like so much milk, Kiki?
It just like tastes nice.
Yes.
Cereal.
Nah.
Good job, Kiki. You're eating cereal the right way.
I don't like the people who leave the milk after the cereal. That gets on my nerves.
I drink that if there's any.
Yeah, of course.
Of course. No, but some people just leave that wasted milk. Yeah, I know.
It's nice waste. And sugary.
All right, baby. Have a great morning and I'll talk to you, okay?
Okay.
Bye, Bob. Love you. Bye, Nooshie.
Bye.
Bye, baby. Love you, Noosh.
Bye.
Bye. Love you. Bye. Bye. They're my girls. Oh. My angels, my life. Yeah.
You love them.
Come on, tell me.
I don't want to tell you where the cereal... Because I found a little stash of...
But you're Australian.
Anyway, you can't find these cereals, and then I found them, and now if I'm going to say this where they are on the radio, they're going to be sold out, and I'm not going to be able to get them myself.
Look at me. Just look at me, because we can talk to each other telepathically. Mm. Is it the place that we were talking about the other day, and you said, why don't I go there?
No, it's not Safeway.
Safest way. Safest way.
Starts with S, finishes with innies.
Oh, is it there?
Spinnies has it, yeah.
Really? Oh, I'm going to go.
No, I don't take them all, though.
I'm going to take them all.
Spinnies has these Frosted Mini Wheats. I don't know how you got them, but you got them. I don't want them sold out, all right? If I go in, they're all sold out. Don't everyone go and buy Frosted Mini Wheats from Spinnies. If they're sold out, I'm done. I'm never disclosing such information again on the show.
The one thing that I bring back in my suitcase and I tell my parents to bring every single time they come is cereal.
Yes, I brought four boxes. I had a whole suitcase of these things. And then I landed in Dubai, went to Spinnies, and they were there.
Yeah.
I used a whole suitcase. Have you ever had these before, Ross?
Never had them.
Favorite UK breakfast cereal, what would you say? Like, what's a UK breakfast cereal?
I'm a big fan of Shreddies.
Same
what's
thing.
What's Shreddies?
Same
it's
thing.
It's like, it's knitted by grandmothers. They knit them.
It's not, just ignore it.
That was,
I'm going to ignore that.
That was a commercial for them.
If it's happening,
it's on the air.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
All the gossip.
All right, what's going on, Pretty Malik?
So fresh off the launch of her swimwear brand, Kylie Swim Launch, Kylie Jenner has now announced Kylie Baby. Huh. She said the first four products, gentle shampoo and conditioner, bubble bath, and moisturizing lotion will be launching on September 28th. Kylie Baby products, clean, vegan, fragrance-free, hypoallergenic, and pediatrician-tested. So, obviously, they're safe for kids and newborns.
Yeah, good business to be in.
Yep, she's very, very smart. I love everything that she's doing business-wise, so good on her. Here's something interesting. A new report claims that Kanye West allegedly bragged about hooking up with Christina Milian.
Christina Milian, wow.
Kanye admitted on his new album, Donda, we talked about this, that he cheated on Kim after their second child. We learned on this album, right?
Okay, yeah.
Now, according to The Sun, which isn't the most credible, an insider claims that Kanye was bragging about a fling with Christina Milian to his team.
You want me to find out?
While he was on tour with her in 2016, the St. Pablo tour.
How are you going to find out?
Hey. We're on the radio. We're talking about Christina Milian. Christina Milian possibly hooking up with Kanye. I don't know if you're allowed to say, but have you got any info? You don't have to.
Who'd you send it to?
My buddy Sean. He knows.
Oh, yeah. Sean knows everything.
But he's BFFs with Christina.
He'll know.
He was also Britney Spears'...
was he a dancer?
No, what he was employed by Britney Spears' family...
Oh,
back
like
in the day,
Jamie.
Yeah, back in the day, to be her sidekick to just keep her out of trouble.
Didn't do a very good job.
Yeah. No, he said he couldn't do it. He said he tried. It was just so difficult. He just did a report against the father as well. Because he
had to testify.
Yep. Yeah, he was. So let's see. He's actually coming to Dubai next
Sean?
Week. Yep.
Oh wow.
Maybe we'll bring him in on the show because he'll have some great stories
if he can talk about the stuff.
He was also very good friends with Michael Jackson.
Oh yeah, I remember you telling me about that guy. Yeah.
Let's see. Let's see if he replies. He's online right now. Let's see.
Okay. Let's see what he says. And finally, Shawn Mendes sat down with Variety to do a lie detector test. Nala and I sat together and watched this.
I know.
Whole
you did.
14-minute piece together. He is so adorable. He was asked about being in the friend zone.
Do nice guys always end up in the friend zone?
No.
Have you ever been friend zoned?
Oh, yeah.
A lot?
Maybe a few times. Really, just a few times by the same girl. But she's my girlfriend now, so everything's okay.
Is everything okay?
Yeah.
You're being honest.
Okay.
So he says, nice guys don't finish last, and you can get out of the friend zone. There you go. He did it with Camila.
Okay.
Be quiet.
Hold on a second. We're not taking advice from Shawn Mendes. The guy is great looking. He's 6'3". He's a musician, and he's a multimillionaire.
But he was friend-zoned.
The guy can do whatever he wants. All right, let's just get that straight. Rossi and I going up in that position, not going to happen. Slightly overweight, early 40s, balding, big nose. Not different. We're not taking advice from Shawn Mendes.
Stop trying to hate on him.
I'm not hating on him.
On Shawn Mendes.
Thank you, Pretty Molly. Kiddus with your tag.
Peace out, home fries. Always hating on him.
Shawn hasn't replied to me regarding Christina Milian, but we will get one. I know we will. What are you laughing at? I think I've made it all up.
All your credit, you know, your sources are really good friends.
You'll see. Ladies and gentlemen, you know this voice here. Let me play a little bit of these audio bits here. Have a listen.
اتصالات. Together matters.
Oh.
مرحبا بكم في طيران الإمارات.
Oh, I like that one. That's
مرحبا بكم في طيران الإمارات. Welcome to Mall of the Emirates. مرحبا بكم في مول الإمارات. طلبات. Your everyday right away.
It's the voice that we know, right?
Yeah.
We know this voice. And we've got him in the studio right now. Ahmed Hafar. Hello.
Oh, the kindness around here is just insane.
There we go.
Look at
so let's hear the real voice. Let's hear Ahmed right now. Let's hear him.
Hi, I am Ahmed. And I can change my voice in multiple ways. Going all the way up, in the middle, and all the way down.
So where are you from?
From Lebanon, from Tripoli.
That's where my mom was born. My mom's from Tripoli.
Oh, no way. That's amazing.
That's such a beautiful little place. If you get a chance to go to Tripoli, make the drive from Beirut to Tripoli, it's gorgeous.
Beautiful. Best fish in town, 100%.
Wow.
You know this.
And my dad said the best women.
He's got to say that.
You got to say that.
It's a bit of a 50% there, Mr. Chris.
So what do this full time. You use your voice. You're a voice artist. You do this. This is your profession?
This is part of it. I own Mindloop Studios. I'd like to say the UAE's best studio when it comes to composition, music, and obviously production.
That's so cool.
It's a 21-year-old company. I'm partnered with Ahmed Ghannoum, the founder, and I took over, and I'm also opening On The Field Creative Academy, one-on-one experience-based programs for audio, video, photography, and voiceover that actually helps you make money from it rather than just learn theory.
So how did you make money? How do you make money? Like, what was the first thing that you voiced? Do you remember?
Oh, it's way before the voice. It's my music that's very known. If you know Nancy Ajram, Elissa Haifa Wahwe, Viviana Mrad,
sure.
I made their music when I was 15 years old.
Really?
What? When you were 15?
Yeah. Thanks to Jean-Marie Rieschi. Thanks, Jean.
You were composing. So, yeah. You were composing music at that age.
Yes, sir.
And then that's how you sort of got into the whole field of things.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then what was the first thing that you voiced?
First thing I voiced, I remember, was Dubai theme park. Some of the what's called the machines on, like, 3, 2, 1, because I made their music as well.
Great.
What you call a sonic branding specialist. So I make all the sounds that, like, the music for most brands.
So all that on hold music, or when you walk into a theme park, for example, or you're getting on the metro, that you create those sounds.
Yes, sir.
And then you can, obviously, you're creating the sounds. You'll throw your voice on top as well.
Of course. Like, for example, Saudi German Hospital, we care, or for humanity, and quite a lot of others. Our switch.
So which
TV.
Is yeah, which is Emirates Airlines is obviously a huge one.
Oh yeah, obviously it's the welcoming video. Well, I have to say shout out to Nasim Ramadan, who also does Emirates Airlines. He's a very lovely friend of mine, and we always work together. But yeah, I've done quite a few, and it's a completely different tone. So what I do, Chris, is that I create different tones for my clients, because right. at Mind Loop Studios, I have direct contact with them, and sure. they work with me. They trust me.
Sure. So I sort of so all the jobs were things. Coming in. All the jobs were coming in, and you were like, I want a piece of this.
Hell yeah, man. I want to save some money. I don't want to just keep paying people all the time. Sometimes I want
to
do it.
So you sure. started changing your voice to suit yeah. the client, right?
And then it got out of control.
So, really? I mean, no, it is. I mean, there are a lot of, do you, now this is what I was thinking from a professional point of view. Now that you're out and now you're on a couple of viral videos that have gone out,
yeah.
do you think companies are going to be like, well, hold on, now we don't want because you're everywhere, or hey, we want that voice. Have you worked this out yet?
It's definitely a 50-50 thing, and you never know with these things, sure. right? You just got to go for it. But this whole Dubai Lab thing and a bunch of other stuff, because I've already been on the cover of 2 magazines and blah, 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 blah. All of that happened because like some people recognize my hard work and sort of pushed me to do it.
Sure.
And thanks to Alan Roberts, Vip Patel, and Ramsey, the owners of Dubai Lad and all that. They're just very nice people, you know? And there's a lot of people who are very, very professional who really, like, help me. Like, the whole voiceover thing, like, one of my main inspirations is a guy called Eli Iskander. Mm-hmm. He does Talabat as well. Yeah, he does Talabat as well, and he does quite a lot. He does the Morgan Freeman.
Which
is incredible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, people like that in town are amazing, you know? They deserve the recognition, deserve that, and I sort of felt like I should be, like, a bit of, like, I don't know, the person that carries it through, that carries the message through, that makes sure that these people are aware of what we're doing.
Yeah, voice artist is not an easy thing. It's not an easy profession. This is Ellie, by the way.
I'm Morgan Freeman. I've voiced countless documentaries and won Oscars.
Amazing.
But this is the highlight of my career. You're listening to The Chris Fade Show.
So that's Ellie doing, obviously, Morgan Freeman. It's such a great Morgan Freeman. It's incredible. Have you ever thought about getting into it? Would you do any impersonations or have you tried
that's
to?
That's the thing. I'm not the kind of guy who does it. Ellie does that. Yeah. I sort of create new tones.
Yeah,
I create new tones that put you there, like Nature Valley. And many others.
That's great.
So, yeah, that's the thing. So, it's more like consistency. I sign with brands rather than doing an ad hoc project.
Sure.
Now, obviously, some of the brands in the video I'm not signed to, but quite a few of them I am.
Sure. Right.
All the way down. Like, the whole point of it is just, like, really help people get to a certain level as fast as possible.
Okay.
And to sort of, I don't know, man, it's a vibe, right? You carry it. Your voice here, but like my music is infinitely more known than my voice, and people don't know that. But I like that as well. I like to have that element of surprise sometimes, especially in a professional business and whatever. I'm like, oh, by the way, you know, like this is what I've done.
Are you dropping your voice in so people be like, hold on, I know your voice.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing
that?
Now.
Doing
that's
that
what
now?
I'm doing now. But like, if you go to Mold the Emirates and
like Rossi does that all the time, but he actually tells people, I'm Big Rossi.
Yeah,
like he'll say that. He just wants people, you know.
People are know my voice.
Yeah.
They don't know my beautiful looks, which is a shame.
Let me ask you, what is next? More commercials coming up?
Absolutely. I'm already partnering up quite a few people way before any of these videos things happening. But the whole thing that I'm really focused on is this academy I'm opening.
If someone was interested and they feel like they have a voice, a strong voice, and they were interested in doing what you're doing,
absolutely.
This is a place where you can kind of learn how to
absolutely.
Do that. Because it's an art. It's not just something you can wake up one day and do.
You need to know how to do it. You need to put yourself in a way that you actually understand its value. And what we're teaching, like the people I'm putting together in terms of audio, video, photography, voiceover, any of the programs we're making are experience based. How do you enter the market? Who do you work with? How do you work? What are the tips and tricks on actually getting there way faster than anywhere else?
Cool.
How do you have 3 years of experience in 3 months?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why I called it On the Field Creative Academy.
All right.
So, yeah.
That's cool.
You ready to do the voiceover for the Chris Fade Show right now?
Actually, yeah.
I'm going to give you some music. It's going to be, again, fitting for this show.
Ooh,
are we ready?
Have we got a script or should we just let him?
No, let him just have it. You got some things here on the screens there you can read.
I'm getting inspiration.
You got Pretty Rossi here. You got that sign there. Ahmed Hafar, where do we find you, by the way, brother? We just go to Instagram?
At Ahmed Hafar Official. You'll find my Instagram and Mind Loop Studios, best studio in town. And, but shout out to Soundstruck Studios and Mango Jam. Love you guys, but Mind Loop Studios. Thank you.
All right, here we go.
Just FYI.
You ready?
Let's do this. Yo.
Sure.
Benny Hill. Yeah.
With Virgin, I put you in the front. Ooh. This voice can go up and then end the melody. Ooh. And Then I grab a fa. Because really, with Chris and Russ, I think you're a really lovely lady. Hi there, lovely lady.
You're calling Pretty Mullig a lovely lady right now?
Yes.
There it is. Give up, a big round of applause. Keep doing you, bro. Keep doing you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so we've got everyone in the studio right now. Eddie, Nala, Pretty, Rossi. Here's a question for you. Do you brush your teeth before? Now, I'm going to ask a question to Eddie, Nala, and Pretty. I'll ask you one question, and I'll ask Rossi another.
Okay.
Let me ask you guys, first of all.
Yes.
Do you brush your teeth before or after breakfast?
Before, always.
Before breakfast?
Before when I'm at work, after when I'm at home, like weekend.
Just answer the question.
So both.
Before or after?
Let's say after.
Okay.
Before. Definitely before.
Before breakfast.
Before I have anything.
Yeah. Let me ask Rossi this question then. Rossi, do you brush your teeth?
I do.
Okay, cool. I just wanted to get that
Why,
with you.
Why are you asking this question?
Okay, because...
Also after? You brush your teeth after?
I eat very quickly and brush my teeth.
Wait.
Ew.
So what?
Yeah.
You don't brush your teeth before?
I brush it after. I eat.
What do you do, Chris?
I am before. The first thing I do is I go brush my teeth.
Before I even have a glass of water, I brush my teeth.
But I feel more clean after.
Okay, 04-871-5544. Let's just do a quick UAE poll. Let's do a quick poll right now. Do you brush your teeth before or after breakfast? 04-871-5544.
Chris Fade. Before, you said before.
Yep.
Okay, before.
But what about like the weekend and the weekday? Because the weekday when I'm coming to work, brush my teeth, have breakfast 2 hours later. So I brush my teeth before. Weekend, go downstairs, have my breakfast, come back up, brush my teeth.
There's a chance on a weekend you ain't brushing your teeth, right? On a weekend. Come on, be honest.
Why do you keep getting this?
Ross, be honest with me.
Well, I always brush my teeth.
Sometimes you forget and you do it at work. Don't lie.
I can't
fathom anyone consuming any type of food or beverage before brushing your teeth. I think Eddie's on my side.
Yeah.
Okay, like, so, I can't fathom that.
No way.
So this all stemmed from a TikTok that I saw and that I watch. I'll play a bit of audio from it.
You know you shouldn't brush your teeth after breakfast. Always before.
You shouldn't brush your teeth after breakfast. Always before.
Right.
Now, the reason why, I'm not a dentist nor a doctor, but this woman goes to explain that after you've eaten, your stomach has decided to create acid.
Yeah, to digest.
And all that stuff. And saliva in your mouth is acidic. So what it's doing as you're eating, it's taken away and it's stripping your teeth down. You then put the toothpaste on it and you're actually damaging your teeth. So that she's saying, do it as soon as you wake up because you don't have that saliva and acid in your mouth. Mm. Brush your teeth then. It gives it a coating so it protects you when you go and eat from the saliva in your mouth.
I'll be honest with you, Chris. Mm. I have never for one moment in
brush
my life
teeth.
Ever thought that it was okay to brush your teeth after.
Yeah.
I have never, ever in my life thought it was okay.
There'd be a lot of, like, hold on, Lulu, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Now, not only are you a hypermarket, but you... Sorry, I had to. Love you. But you are brushing your teeth after breakfast.
I want to change my answer now. I'm kind of embarrassed.
No, don't be embarrassed because I didn't even know this. So you're brushing after breakfast.
Like, how bad is your teeth? Like, you have to brush it like as soon as you wake up. I just wake up, wash my face, have my food because, like, you brush your teeth before, you have your breakfast, you have some, like, you know, stuff in your teeth, you have to brush after. Like,
yeah.
Doesn't it go both ways?
I'm okay with that cycle.
Listen, again, I didn't see anything wrong with brushing after breakfast. I'm fine with that. But now I saw it on TikTok. She's wearing a doctor's outfit. She could just be faking it, right? But all I'm saying, if there's a dentist, actually, if there's anyone who's a dentist, get in contact with the show, 04-871-5544. She's just saying that you've got to brush before because you don't have that saliva in your mouth after eating and that saliva will burn your teeth, the acid in there. So that's all I'm saying, Lulu. I don't know. Are you going to change from today or no?
I mean, if it was that bad, I've been doing it for years and I'm still fine.
You're all right. How old are you, can I ask?
I'm 22.
Yeah, you're 22. Okay. You're young. You got time. The body's all right. Everything's fine until about 35, all right?
Yeah.
Giving you the heads up there. Thank you, Lulu. Have a great day. Elmore, before or after?
Yeah, when I wake up, I brush my teeth before taking anything.
Yeah. Before. I mean, I think majority of us are saying before. Zine, before?
It's always before, because whenever I wake up, especially the breath, the smell of the breath, you cannot beat it by your own self. You have to brush it.
He's knocking himself out.
Exactly. Even like if you don't brush your teeth and you eat something,
yeah,
after a few seconds, you smell like terrible.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Hold on, Venice, you're before or after, Venice?
After.
You're after. So you eat breakfast, then you brush your teeth.
Well, see, I know how gross this may sound, but when you wake up, you first gargle your mouth and you drink your warm water. And then when you're done with everything, you have your breakfast and you brush your teeth. Because my thinking is that if you're going to brush your teeth before, you're going to eat. After that, you're going to have, again, your mouth is going to smell the food, etc. So it makes more sense to brush your teeth later. But it's not like you consume your food when you just wake up, because you're going to gargle your mouth, you're going to take a warm glass of water, you're going to do all that, right?
And well, I don't know if everyone does that. I think you're just extra good. I don't think everyone does that.
I hear you. Fadi, you're also after, Fadi?
No, yeah, I do it actually after, man. I don't eat, though.
Well, so, okay, you're...
You know, I drink coffee. It's actually worse. But what you said about like doctors, and I think, yes, like I read an article that says you have to do it the first thing in the morning.
Yeah, man, I don't know. Like, that's... Yasmin, your mum's a dentist. What did she say?
Dentist. And she completely preaches the whole, like, brush after breakfast. And she keeps telling me that brushing after breakfast kind of prevents the bacteria from staying in your mouth. That's first of all. Second of all, I just don't want to taste toothpaste in my orange juice.
That is the worst thing.
See, like, I brush my teeth and then I have like a big tall glass of water before I have anything else to kind of like get rid of that taste.
Sure.
And then I move on to my coffee or breakfast or whatever.
Yeah, no, I feel you. Listen, we need a dentist. All the phones are blocked right now because people are calling through. So maybe you're a dentist trying to get through. But if you are a dentist, I'd love to hear the medical side of it. If there is, I know that Yasmin, your mum said so, but I want to hear it from the dentist's mouth. No pun. 0487155444. At the end of the day, I think brushing is probably a good
just
thing.
Just brush your teeth. Just brush your teeth.
Hold on, we got a dentist. Real quickly. Catherine, dental hygiene. Hi.
Hi, Jasmine. It's Jasmine. Hi,
Jasmine.
Hi. It's Jasmine. Is it?
Yes. Hi.
Hi. You're a dental You work in dental hygiene.
Exactly, and it's definitely before, because of the digestive, so your pH in your mouth is acidic after you eat something, because the digestive enzyme is coming to break down all the food. So your mouth is essentially acidic.
That's exactly what the girl on TikTok said. TikTok just told us something,
TikTok
guys.
TikTok is real.
It's real. All right, so to the country right now, if you're listening, brush your teeth before you eat. Is that right, Jasmine?
Exactly, yes.
There it is.
Done.
We've just solved something here. We're all brushing our teeth before we eat. You've heard it, right? This is my time. The official anthem to Expo 2020 Dubai. Such a great song. This is our time. I love the sound of it, guys. I really do.
Yeah.
It's got some amazing artists on this song. It was composed by more than a 50-piece orchestra. And actually, one of the artists who's joining us right now, and it's an honor to have her join us. She is a Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
Mae Sakara is with us. Hello, Mae. Woo!
Hi, Chris.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad that we've got you on. You and I, we've chatted on Instagram before. We've had conversations. And I'm so glad this is the reason why we've got you on, because this is just amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's indeed very exciting to be a part of it.
So, I mean, can you tell us about it? I know that there was a huge orchestra that was in place here. There were singer-songwriters from around the world wanting to be part of it. How did Mesa get involved, and tell us the journey?
Yeah, well, I've been involved with Expo and the female orchestra under the patronage of A.R. Rahman, and it's been really an exciting journey to be part of this initiative overall. And then I was asked to be a part of the song, and once I found out who the other artists are, I, of course, got extremely excited. And the whole team behind it has been extremely inspirational. I want to thank Chris, the executive producer, who's really put so much, you know, hard work into it. And seeing this come together and us really representing the kind of the message behind the song has really been extremely exciting for all of us to be finally launching this song. So I can't wait to see people's reaction.
Yeah, it's so cool, honestly. And, you know, I was saying on the show that sometimes when you play these type of anthems or show openers, yeah, sometimes they miss it. Like sometimes it's you're expecting something and it doesn't deliver. But this song for the Expo 2020 opening, the anthem, it really hit it. It gave me the feels. It gave me the goosebumps.
It's like inspirational goosebumps. You know, it's all of that.
When you heard it first, did you feel the same?
I definitely did. And first, of course, you know, performing with the artists such as Sene, Jasmine, and Almas, you know, they help also portray the message and the idea behind, you know, really showcasing the pride in our culture, the celebration of our future, and kind of the bridge that you can build when you actually bring different cultures together and the magic that can happen once you do that. So, I did definitely feel it. It's been something that really meant a lot to all of us, and hopefully it will be well received.
Well, we're super proud of you. That's Mesa Cara right there. Again, just an absolute amazing talent, and we're so honored to have you on the show. And again, congratulations, and we can't wait to hear this live at the opening ceremony.
Yes, thank you so much, Chris. Great talking to you again.
Okay, so again, numbers here in the country dropping dramatically. In the last 24 hours, we had, I think, 322 new cases. Still had a death overnight when it comes to the coronavirus, which is not great news. I guess the good news is the numbers have dropped dramatically than what they were about a year ago when we were doing like anywhere between 1,500 to 3,000 cases a day, sometimes a little bit higher.
They say there's a 60% drop in numbers from August last year to now.
To now, yeah.
60%, that's huge.
You can see it. Yeah. You can see it. Vaccine for kids. I just want to have a quick chat about it. I don't want your opinion. Like, I don't want this to be a pro or against the vaccine. I just want to know if you're going to do it or not.
Like a poll?
Yeah, like a little bit of a poll. I mean, I do want your opinion, I guess, but I spoke to a doctor yesterday. I took Kiki to go to the doctor yesterday. And
All okay,
yeah. Just a general checkup. I got some of my moles checked as well.
Oh, that's good.
I have never done that. I never got my, I don't know, I've got darker skin, I feel, so I always felt like, oh, I'm fine, but I think getting your moles checked. So
it's important, yeah.
Have you ever got yours? You should definitely, because you've got white skin.
I've never had them checked, actually, but when I saw on your Insta stories yesterday, I thought, I need to do that, because sometimes I don't put sun cream on my arms.
Yeah, go get them checked. It's important. Anyway, I just asked the doctor randomly. I said, hey, I want to know your thoughts on the vaccine. And, you know, she gave me some really good insights into it, and she's obviously pro the vaccine, even for kids.
Yeah.
She had said that there were some kids that had come in who had COVID and obviously okay, but the aftermath of COVID, some of them affected their lungs.
Yeah.
So she said, I'm all for it. Plus, obviously, kids passing it on to older people who don't have the strength or the immune system that we may have, even with the vaccine. So I'm in a position now as a father, and we're talking about this. We've spoken about this recently here on the show, but my daughter is 12. I can give her the vaccine. Mm-hmm. I've got another one who's 9 who obviously is not in the UAE ready for it.
Yeah.
But do you do it? Have you got your kids vaccinated? I spoke to my sister, her 11 and 12-year-olds. Yeah, they've already got it in Australia. She's like, yeah, I've already given it to them.
How old are the kids?
Well, 11 and 12. 11 and 12.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, hold on a second. I want to just open it up. Have you had your kids vaccinated here in the UAE? I just want to know. 048715544. Are you on the borderline? You're not sure? Or are you against? You don't want to do it right now. You don't want to do it. There's three options there. You've done it. You're on the border. You're not sure. Or you're on the fence, should I say. Or no, you're not doing it. 048715544. Give me a call. Again, I'm not, no judging. I just want to hear from people. I think it's good to open it up and talk about it and hear it from different people. 048715544.
What are you going to do? Where are you staying? So there are options A, B, C.
I'm on the fence. I'm not against it. I think I might Fanushi, but I'm not against it. But I'm on the fence at this moment, this very moment, just sitting on the fence. But at the same time, I'm for it, if that makes any sense.
Not really. Explain more.
I don't know. I just want to...
Like, are you scared? Because I think that's a reaction that a lot of parents also have, is like, I'm scared.
I'm not scared.
You're always saying, you know, you're talking about the vaccine and all that. So you're always saying how, you know, we should all get vaccinated, which I agree with.
Yep.
Why aren't you doing a few kids?
Again, it's not that I'm not. I mean, I'm in the... Right now, literally the last couple of days, I'm like having the discussions in my head. So I'm just, that's why I want to bring this up now. I just want to talk to people about it and get everyone's opinion.
Yeah.
Because sometimes that helps. I think it helps. Muhammad, hi.
Hi. Hi, Chris. Hi, Pretty. Hi, Big Rossi.
Hi.
You gave it to one of your kids?
I got it to one of my kids. I actually have three kids. One boy, two boys and one girl.
Yep.
The girl, she's a diabetic girl.
Yep.
I didn't want to give it to them until my little girl, she was the only one that got positive corona.
Yep.
Lately. So I was really in shock and I was really afraid, scared. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
So since that time, I decided to give it to all of them.
Great.
Because you never know, man. You never know what will happen to you, what your body will react against it. So
yeah, man.
And it's crazy.
So your diabetic daughter had COVID, huh?
Yeah, my little daughter had COVID. She was the only one in the family.
And she was okay?
She was okay. She passed it. Everything was fine.
Yeah.
So I decided to give it to all of them.
Right.
They told me that the eldest can take it, but then the girl, she doesn't have to take it right now. She has to wait like 3 months.
Yeah.
Right, antibodies.
Her body has the antibodies, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like my youngest daughter got COVID as well. And again, it sort of came and went. It was like a flu sort of for about 3 or 4 days.
Mm.
So, I mean, I feel you, Muhammad. Great work, bro. Great work. Jayesh? You had it for your kids?
Yes, I did.
How old's your kid?
He was in the transition from 13 to 14, so that time he vaccinated.
So you got him, and all good? 13 to 14-year-old, yeah?
Yes, all good.
Okay.
So, I mean, this is another 13-year-old, Kay. Kay, you got your 13-year-old vaccinated?
Yes, we got him vaccinated back in July, just right before we went to the U.S. to travel for summer break, and...
Yep.
Is doing great and is now taking football, American football.
Good on him. And yeah. when he got the vaccine, was he like all the adults that get it? Like, do you get a little bit of the symptoms?
Actually, he didn't really manifest as bad as probably we were. I mean, it's a bit of soreness in the arm, and that was pretty much it. And touch wood, he's doing really great. So.
Okay. All right, that's cool. Shivangi, is it Shivangi?
Shivangi.
Shivangi.
Shivangi, are you vaccinated or not for the kids?
No.
No, you want to wait?
Yeah. Just I want to see more research being done for them, and they're still at a growing stage, and I don't want to hamper their growth at all.
Yeah, and look, listen, I understand what you're saying there. Like, I feel that. But then I think to myself, I don't know the science behind it. Is that true? Like, do we know that? You know what I mean? Like,
we don't know. I mean,
no. Like what I'm saying, because again, I'm not judging and I'm not against you, because I know as a father, I think the same thing. But then, if you were to talk to a scientist, and again, I don't know if this is right, they could just turn around and be like, "Yeah, no, the vaccine would never do any of those things." So we are just saying it. Do you know what I mean, Shivangi?
Yeah. Completely agree. But I don't know. I'm not comfortable. I've taken it personally.
Yeah.
But no, not for her at the moment.
Vaccine for your kids.
I like to think, like, I want to let my kids make their own choice when they get older, you know what I mean?
Go away, dude.
Nah.
What are you going to do? Wait till they're 21?
Well, no, till they're like 16, maybe, I don't know.
So there's two things. Well, number one is Pfizer just announced in the U.S. that they have finished their studies for kids age 5 to 11, and they say it's safe.
Okay.
The other thing was something that I read on Instagram saying, when people say I want to do my own research, what that actually means, because
yeah, no. What do we do?
As a scientist who has researched, again, I'm not trying to judge anyone or say anything.
Yep.
As a scientist research, they have done years, like papers upon papers and studies and all these control groups and all that stuff. So when we say you want to do your research, like, what are we actually saying?
Yeah, our research can't just be we're going to Google stuff on a Wednesday night, you know?
No.
And again, we're not judging, because I do that as well.
Yeah.
Is it Juan?
Juan?
Yes, hi.
Real quickly, you've got four kids?
Five, actually.
Five kids. Look at you, Mama. Well done. Are they vaccinated?
Four are vaccinated. Well, the youngest one, she's 11, so she's not. When the 12-year-old got vaccinated, they couldn't get vaccinated when they are below 12.
Yeah, right, I get you.
Yeah.
And all good with the vaccine, the four of them?
Yes, yes. Actually, all four of them chose to be vaccinated.
Good on them. Good on them.
Yes.
All right. Well, there it is. This discussion helped me a little bit, actually. This I'm doing it for me. Mm. I'm doing it for me. So I think...
What does Nushi say?
She's just scared of the needle. She's just scared of that needle. I want to do it because of the needle.
Aw, cutie.
Maybe I'll let them decide themselves at the age of 16, like Rossi. Virgin Radio 104.4. That's it for us for your Wednesday. Always cool hanging out together. Thank you so much for having us on. Thanks to Ahmed for joining us in the studio. If you don't know Ahmed, he's the guy that does all the voices for the commercials.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to Mall of the Emirates.
We also learned that you must brush your teeth before you have breakfast. Remember that. Before you have breakfast.
You will always learn some important information on the Chris Fade Show.
100%, right?
Yep.
Okay, listen. Tomorrow's going to be Thursday, which is great. Our Thursday editions are always such an easier show, right?
Totally.
All right, have yourselves a great Wednesday. We'll catch you tomorrow. For myself, Chris Fade, and the team, wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.